This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Neil Mueller is Associate Professor of Trumpet at Central Michigan University and a member of the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra. He'll be performing this weekend as part of the Brandenburg Festival here in northern Michigan. All six of Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concertos will be performed Saturday night in Manistee and Sunday afternoon in Traverse City. Neil Mueller, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Hello, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
And even though all six Brandenburgs are going to be performed this weekend, you'll actually only be featured in one of those, correct?
Right. The second Brandenburg is the only of the six that features the trumpet. And it's kind of a mountaintop sort of piece for trumpet players.
So tell us a little bit about the second Brandenburg and what it requires of a trumpet player.
Well, first of all, it's a concerto grosso. So it's not just a concerto for the trumpet. It's a concerto for trumpet, oboe, violin, and flute. And if you know those other three instruments, you know that we've got them beat as far as volume goes. And so we definitely have to domesticate ourselves just a little bit more in this context to balance and not step on everybody else's toes. There's the potential to be a bull in the china shop with a piece like that. And then secondarily, there's the range of this piece, and that's kind of what really makes it a challenge. It's largely in the octave above what typical trumpet music might be, certainly orchestral or chamber music, and it's more in the range of what you might hear coming out of the lead trumpet in a big band, which music that I love, but I like it when I get a chance to play that. But the approach is much more reserved and delicate, but the range is still up there.
And I understand the second Brandenburg is really one of the single most difficult parts for the trumpet written in any time period by any composer. So what makes it such a challenge?
Well, I think it's both of those things. It's both the high range and the balance issues. You know, when we often are playing in the upper register, so to speak, we're swinging for the fences, oftentimes, or it might be at that moment where the whole band is blowing, the whole orchestra is going, and the trumpet sailing off on top, and we just really don't get to take a full swing with this piece. It's much quieter, and then also the fact is that our modern equipment is very different from what J.S. Bach had. They were playing Baroque trumpet. We might call it a natural trumpet, but trumpet without valves. And these trumpets were longer. You might almost think of it like a bugle, except if you can imagine playing a bugle in the highest register.
Well, why don't you play one of these really high register passages for us from the Brandenburg? What are we going to hear first?
Well, why don't I just play a little excerpt from the first movement, and starts off sounding pretty normal, some plain old major triads down low, and then it ascends pretty quickly thereafter. So this is from the first movement.
In Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio with trumpeter Neil Mueller, who will be featured in the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 this weekend, part of the Brandenburg Festival. He's playing some excerpts of the concerto for us and talking with us about it. So, Neil, let's talk about the instrument that you're playing this on. As you said, in Bach's time, he would have written it for a valveless trumpet, but this is a trumpet that is valved that you have, and it's so tiny.
Yes, yes. I get a lot of comments from other musicians and folks that ask me whether I left it out in the rain, and they refer to it as cute.
It is kind of cute, though. I'm sorry.
Well, sometimes it doesn't feel all that cute, but it is basically a 20th century invention, the piccolo trumpet, and it was has been used largely for Baroque repertoire. And I should say that there are some really remarkable performers that play Baroque repertoire on valveless trumpets. And though most of them have put holes in their trumpets, which to me seems like, well, then let's just go a little bit further and put valves on it. But I like my valves. So it's a shorter trumpet, and thus it kind of makes it just a bit more secure in performance.
So you're not relying completely on your embouchure for those high notes, but you have the valves to give you a little more support.
Well, I guess that might be one way of looking at it. Though our lips do still have to vibrate at the same frequency. So it just, in fact, I could pick up my big B flat trumpet, which the B flat trumpet is kind of the normal one that you see in bands, and if you see a trumpet playing on the television, it's likely a B flat trumpet. I can play all the same notes on my B flat trumpet, but it just it doesn't sound not quite so good. It's a little sloppy, so it makes it easier to fit into the ensemble and to play a bit more delicately.
And folks, I should mention that Neil is a little taller than average, and so it's really interesting seeing him holding this piccolo trumpet. You can see a photo of him playing it on our website at classicalipr.org. And you're going to play another excerpt for us.
Yeah, I think if anybody knows the second Brandenburg, they probably know the first few measures of the third movement. So I'll give that a go.
An excerpt of the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 of Johann Sebastian Bach, played by trumpeter Neil Mueller in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. You can hear Neil featured in the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 this weekend, part of the Brandenburg Festival. That's Saturday night at 6 o'clock at the Ramsdell Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee, and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at City Opera House in Traverse City. Visit classicalipr.org for more information about both performances. Neil, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thanks, Amanda. It's great to be here. Great to play this fantastic music.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.